So we're starting chapter 37, the last chapter of Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, called The Beginning, which is a strange chapter for the end. But what do you think is beginning?
The return of Voldemort.
The return of the king.
No, that's another series.
We could read those, except that they'd take like 10 years to read.
Yeah, that's going to take forever.
Yep.
The names
alone. Yeah. When he looked back, even a month later, Harry found he had only scattered memories of the next few days. It was as though he had been through too much to take any more in. The recollections he did have were very painful. The worst, perhaps, was meeting with the Diggories that took place the following morning. They didn't blame him for what had happened. On the contrary, they thanked him for returning Cedric's body to them. Mr. Diggory sobbed through most of the interview. Mrs. Diggory's grief seemed to be beyond tears. "He suffered very little, then," she said, when Harry told her how Cedric had died. "After all, Amos, he died just when he'd won the tournament. He must have been very happy." When they got to their feet, she looked down at Harry and said, "You look after yourself now." Harry seized the sack of gold on the bedside table. "You take this," he muttered to her. "It should have been Cedric's. He got there first. You take it." But she backed away from him. "Oh, no, it's yours, dear. I couldn't... You keep it." Harry returned to Gryffindor Tower the following evening. From what Hermione and Ron told him, Dumbledore had spoken to the school that morning at breakfast. He had merely requested that they leave Harry alone, that nobody ask him questions or badger him to tell the story of what had happened in the maze. Most people, he noticed, were skirting him in the corridors, avoiding his eyes. Some whispered behind their hands as he passed. He guessed that many of them had believed Rita Skeeter's article about how disturbed and possibly dangerous he was. Perhaps they were formulating their own theories about how Cedric had died. He found he didn't care very much. He liked it best when he was with Ron and Hermione, and they were talking about other things, or letting him sit in silence while they played chess. He felt as though all three of them had reached an understanding they didn't need to put into words, that each was waiting for some sign, some word of what was going on outside Hogwarts, and that it was useless to speculate on what might be coming until they knew anything for certain. The only time they touched upon the subject was when Ron told Harry about a meeting Mrs. Weasley had had with Dumbledore before going home. "She went to ask him if you could come straight to us this summer," he said, "but he wants you to go back to the Dursleys, at least at first." "Why?" said Harry. "She said Dumbledore's got his reasons," said Ron, shaking his head darkly. "Suppose we've got to trust him, haven't we?" The only person that Ron and apart from Ron and Hermione that Harry felt able to talk to was Hagrid. As there was no longer a defense against the dark arts teacher, they had those lessons free. Who was the defense against the dark arts teacher? Oh, Moody. Right. You there, Boo?
Yeah.
Okay. You were paying attention.
I was. Yeah. You said Boo, and you said Moody.
But you didn't answer me.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Are you doing something?
No.
You're very cute.
No.
And sexy. No. Why do you center the cameras there?
Okay.
They used the one on Thursday afternoon to go down and visit Hagrid in his cabin. It was a bright and sunny day. Fang bounded out of the open door as they approached, barking and wagging his tail madly. "Who's that?" called Hagrid, coming to the door. "Harry!" He strode out to meet them, pulled Harry into a one-armed hug, ruffled his hair, and said, "Good to see you, mate. Good to see you." They saw two bucket-sized cups and saucers on the wooden table in front of the fireplace when they entered Hagrid's cabin. "Been having a couple with Olympia," Hagrid just said. "She just left." What's that?
Olympia.
How do you know?
Because that's how you say it.
Oh, Olymp.
Olymp.
Wouldn't it be Olymp?
Olymp.
But the Y is an O.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, the way that Hagrid says it, he's Scottish.
Oh, I see.
So he says her name, Olymp.
Olymp. Olymp. Who, said Ron curiously? Madame Maxine, of course, said Hagrid. You two have made up, have you, said Ron. Don't know what you're talking about, said Hagrid airily, fetching more cups from the dresser. When he had made tea and offered around a plate of doughy cookies, he leaned back in his chair and surveyed Harry closely through his beetle-black eyes. You all right? He said gruffly. Yeah, said Harry. No, you're not, said Hagrid. Of course you're not. But you will be. Harry said nothing. Knew he was going to come back, said Hagrid. And Harry, Ron, and Hermione looked up at him, shocked. Hagrid's so dumb. Known it for years, Harry. Knew he was out there biding his time. Had to happen. Well, it has now. And we'll just have to get on with it. We'll fight. Might be able to stop him before he gets a good hold. That's Dumbledore's plan, anyway. Great man, Dumbledore. As long as we've got him, I'm not too worried. Hagrid's like the person that always says, like, I knew it was going to happen, you know? Like, why didn't you say something before, you know?
I do that.
Do you?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Hagrid raised his bushy eyebrows at the disbelieving expressions on their faces. No good sitting worrying about it, he said. What's coming will come, and we'll meet it when it does. Dumbledore told me what you did, Harry. Hagrid's chest swelled as he looked at Harry. You did as much as your father would have done. I can give you no higher praise than that. Harry smiled back at him. It was the first time he'd smiled in days. What's Dumbledore asked you to do, Hagrid? He asked. He sent Professor McGonagall to ask you and Madame Maxine to meet him that night. Got a little job over the summer, said Hagrid. Secret, though. I'm not supposed to talk about it. No, not even to your lock. Olympe, Madame Maxine to you. Olympe, Madame Maxine to you. Might be coming with me. I think she will. Think I got her persuaded. Is it to do with Voldemort? Hagrid flinched at the sound of the name. Might be, he said evasively. Now, who'd like to come and visit the last Scroot with me? I was joking, he added hastily, seeing the looks on their faces. And I think we'll stop there. Okay. And we probably just have one or maybe two more readings before we're done. You like that, kitty?
Yeah.
Are you going to get up and start your day?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we'll make you on a recording for you listening to this later. Yeah. I love you, kitty. Sleep well. Good night.